me here, Father?
Welcome to Deacon Dialogues, bringing you a deacon's perspective on the world we live in and the Catholic faith we are called to. And now, here are your hosts, Deacon Rich Napoli and his wife, Janet.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, this is Deacon Rich Napoli. And normally joined by my wife, Janet, who is recovering from a full week of birthday celebrations with our 2 1-year-old grandchildren. So she's home today, but she sends her best wishes to everyone here. And I want to be excited for this day for a couple of different reasons. One is this is the first time that I've been in this studio since we've merged over to this new technology. And as a technologist, I have to say I'm just in love with what I see here. We're actually going to be having a guest on today that I'm going to be interviewing through Skype, which is something, a tool I use all the time at work, but finally seeing it for the first time in use here today. So very exciting that way. But even more exciting is some of the topics we're going to talk about, which we'll get into a second. But you know, this is a great time of the season. We're getting ready for the beginning of Holy Week. We had last week in my new parish at St. Vincent de Paul, we had several speakers for our Lenten mission and speaking about various topics and in preparation for this beautiful Holy Week. And got me thinking that, you know, as a deacon now, I know so much about what is going on in the church and what Holy Week represents for us. But it got me thinking that I remember a time, put it this way, I remember a time when, you know, to me, Easter was Easter Sunday. And I would go to Mass on Easter Sunday and be kind of mildly disappointed, I guess, when Easter Sunday Mass during the day was pretty much like every other Mass. Obviously now I think the Holy Week and Easter is obviously quite a bit different than I thought back then. But I'm certain that many of our listeners, especially those of you who may be driving home on a Friday afternoon here in March, hopefully not battling the snow anymore, but you know, you may be also curious about the Holy Week and Easter and what it means for you and how is it more than just another Sunday. So towards that end, I have a guest on that actually came to St. Vincent de Paul Parish last week and spoke at the Lenten Mission. And many of you know him already. He's a fascinating, a fabulous speaker as well as a wonderful priest. And his name is Father Chris Walsh. I think those of you who have gone to pro-life dinners over the years have heard his voice booming through the dinner hall there as he announces the guest speakers and so on. He's a very got a great speaking voice, which is terrific because in a room of 1,500 people, you certainly need a great speaking voice. But Father Chris, just a little background. He's the pastor of St. Raymond's of Pinafore Church in Northwest Philadelphia. Prior to that, he was the school minister at Archbishop Wood, so I have a lot of youngsters in my parish that know him through that. Before that, he's been worked in actually the South Bronx for the Mother Teresa Missionaries of Charity. He's a local boy from Chester County, went to Bishop Shanahan High School, went to the seminary at St. Charles, ordained in 1999. And as I said, you've seen him at the chairman of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. He is the master of ceremonies for that wonderful event. He's also blessed to serve at the Catholic Leadership Institute as well. And, okay. I talked about all this great technology here, and we're still having some technical difficulties. So let me continue on here and talk about Father Chris as he tries to connect via more conventional technologies, I think we're going to try. So, Father Chris, I don't know. Can you hear me? I guess not. Okay. So we're going to continue to talk here. But the Holy Week is a much more than Sunday, as Father Chris is going to take us through. It's much more than a Sunday celebration. It is the pinnacle of our Catholic and all Christian denominations, the pinnacle feast day of the entire year, celebrating the resurrection of
awesome.
Jesus from the dead on the third day, rising from the tomb, and really kind of proving to us all that there is that life after death.
Michelle, did you get that?
That.
Hello, it's Father Chris. Yeah, I guess we'll try it this way, huh?
Celebrate that day with not just the day of Easter, but with an entire week of celebration and events. And that's one of the things I think that was really surprising to me, as I said. Having grown up as sort of a nominal Catholic and not being aware fully of what was going on, I was totally shocked when I actually learned that Easter... Father, are you there?
I am here.
So with all this 21st century technology, we still have to rely on 18th century technology.
Okay, the devil tries to ruin our plan.
It's all right. I can see you, which is nice. I can. Father Chris is at his parish office in Pennefort, and I'm here in Doylestown. And so I can actually see him via Skype, but we are going to use conventional... Alexander Graham Bell technology to actually do this. So, welcome, Father, to our show.
Thank you so much, Deacon Rich.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. I just saw you last week, and by the way, you did a fantastic job at St. Vincent de Paul, and I still have a sort of a new interpretation of the word "bing" in my head now after listening to you talk about the interruptions that you get from your technology all the time.
Amen.
Yeah, but great job. I appreciate you being here today as well. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
So, Father Chris, I started to talk to the listeners here just about how much this Holy Week means to us in the church, and why it's so much more than just a another Mass on Easter Sunday morning. So I thought what we do this show is try to just educate our listeners. And many people know this already. We have some good, faithful listeners that have been living a Holy Week all their lives. But I know there are listeners that are more like I was out there that, never knew that there were things that happened in the church before Sunday morning. So, knowing that there are people out there like that, like I was myself, I thought this show might be just a nice way to reintroduce people into the many different components or events or services that happen throughout this this wonderful Holy Week.
Sure thing. I think one of the blessings of my own childhood was, being an altar server from 4th to 8th grade, and then also having, very devout Irish grandparents who lived with us. There certainly was not an option when it came to Holy Thursday and Good Friday. We never went to the Easter Vigil. I think the first time I went to the Easter Vigil, I was in the seminary.
Wow. Okay.
So I had never experienced, the grandest liturgies of all.
It is.
I may have served one once, but I doubt it. I think I was usually on the 7:30 a.m. Sunday Mass, which was my parents' regular thing, so they probably never allowed me to do an Easter Vigil. there are these treasures of the church, like so many other feast days of saints and things like the Presentation of the Lord, that unless you're blessed to have the opportunity to go to daily Mass and able to develop that habit, or some circumstance invites you there, there are these great treasures of the church. And certainly, I think when it comes to the Triduum in particular, Holy Thursday and then Good Friday and the Easter Vigil, there's a very subtle thing in the liturgy, which is that it's actually one liturgy.
Day. Yeah, right.
Because Holy Thursday doesn't end. There's no final blessing. Good Friday begins and ends without formal things, and the Easter Vigil just begins. And
right.
So ideally, it doesn't always happen this way, but ideally, there's one presider at all three to show that sort of uniqueness. But yeah, each aspect certainly brings out our theology, that beautiful... idea of our faith, lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi, the way the church prays, reveals what the church believes, and how we as Christians live. And I think you see that certainly in the liturgies of this Holy Week.
Yes, yes. And so what I thought we'd do is just start, and just a reminder to everyone, this is a live broadcast. So for those of you who have questions throughout the show, we'll be happy to take your questions. You can call us.